Tomorrow, in this country, in the United States of America, is a very special holiday. Does anybody know what holiday is being celebrated tomorrow? Yes. Memorial Day. Memorial Day. And in that word, Memorial Day, is the same word memory or to remember. Does anyone know why we celebrate Memorial Day in America? Who are we remembering tomorrow? Does anybody know? Yes? The people in wars who gave up their lives to honor the country. That's exactly right. Very, very good. So tomorrow, there is a national holiday to celebrate just that idea, the people who gave up their lives for their country. Now, did you know in the word, there's also a story about a memorial of people who gave up their lives to defend their country? You may remember that King Saul and his son Jonathan died in battle against the Philistines, fighting for their nation, Israel. And do you remember that David was very, very good friends with Saul? Saul was like a brother to him, the closest kind of friendship a man can have with another man. But yet Jonathan died in battle defending Israel with his father, the king. And that made David very, very sad. Even though you may remember King Saul did some bad things to David, he was still sad that Israel's king had fallen in battle, and that his son Jonathan, another mighty warrior, had fallen as well. So this morning, we're going to look at David and his men's reaction to hearing the news that King David and his son died fighting for their country. And when we read about what David said, listen especially for how he described King Saul and his son Jonathan. Listen for what animals he used to describe them and their courage. "And David held his garments firmly and rent them, and also all the men that were with them. In ancient times, when you were sad and in a state of grief, do you remember that you would rent your clothing, tear your outer clothing to show how sad and distressed you were? And they wailed and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the people of Yehovah, and for the house of Israel, for they had fallen by the sword. And David lamented this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan, his son. And he said, 'To teach the sons of Judah the bow, behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, the elegance of Israel is slain on thy high places. How have the heroes fallen? From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty. The bow of Jonathan retreated not backward.'" Jonathan had courage. He didn't retreat when he was using his bow in battle. "And the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul was a mighty warrior with his sword against the Philistines." And then David continued, he said, "Saul and Jonathan were loved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not separated. They were swifter than eagles. They prevailed more than lions. How have the heroes fallen and the weapons of war perished?" Now David was very sad that King Saul and his very good friend Jonathan had died, wasn't he? But did you hear how he described the courage and valor of Saul and Jonathan? How did he describe it? Yes. Eagles and lions. So let's think about how a warrior is swifter than an eagle. If a warrior knows that he's part of a battle and that the battle is happening in a place where he isn't located and he gets orders to move to that point, you can picture how fast an eagle flies. So this describes Saul and Jonathan as moving to the point in the battle where they're needed more quickly than an eagle flies. And then when they're there, Jonathan used his bow and Saul used his sword with more power than a lion. And we can picture soldiers who have died for the United States of America fighting with the same sorts of characteristics, moving to the point of attack more quickly than eagles, and fighting with more strength than lions. But this story and David's lamentation for Saul and Jonathan, do you know who else this is about? Do you know who else this might be about, describing how he fights for us? It's about the Lord. And did you know that the Lord fights for us and protects us and defends us against evil spirits the same way, more swiftly than eagles and stronger than lions? And you may have experienced this. If something has been bothering you, or maybe you're working to try to not do something bad that your parents have told you to work on, and if you think about something that the Lord teaches you, or even just picture the Lord as he's described in the Word, he comes to help you more swiftly than an eagle, and then he helps you with more power than a lion. So when you think of this story, and when you think of Memorial Day, you can remember that David talked about Saul and Jonathan as being swifter than eagles and more powerful than lions because that is how they fought for their country Israel. And you can also think about tomorrow on Memorial Day, how soldiers in defense of the United States of America have fought more swiftly than eagles and with more strength than lions. But most of all, you can think about how the Lord defends each one of us from evil spirits more swiftly than eagles and with more strength than lions. Amen.